Ottawa. The Conservatives have maintained their summer lead in the polls, according to fresh numbers from Leger. Leger has released the findings of an online survey conducted over the weekend with more than 1,600 Canadian respondents. Among decided voters, Tory leader Pierre Poilievre's party has the support of 39% of respondents, which is 12 points ahead of the federal Liberals. The poll suggests a shift of just a few points toward the Tories from a month before, while the Bloc Québécois has fallen 7 points to tie the Liberals at 29% support among Quebec voters. The polling took place in the days following a bombshell announcement by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau alleging that the Indian government could be behind the killing of a Sikh leader near Vancouver. Results were weighted for demographics, language and region, and cannot be assigned a margin of error because online surveys are not considered truly random samples. The online polling was conducted September 22 to 24, shortly after the Liberals unveiled new housing policies after bleeding support to the Tories, who have maintained a lead in Leger polling since late May. The new results involved a Canadian sample of 1,652 people, and of those eligible to vote, nearly 16% said they were undecided. The poll found 26% of respondents believe Poilievre would be the best person to serve as Prime Minister, compared with 20% opting for Trudeau and 14% choosing NDP leader Jagmeet Singh. Just one-third of those respondents say they're satisfied with Trudeau's government, a result similar to that of a month ago. In that time, the percentage of those surveyed reporting concern over losing their job has dropped 5 points, to 33%. The polling also heard from 1,000 Americans, who reported feeling slightly more confident about their household finances, with those living between paychecks making up 42% of American respondents compared to 46% of Canadians polled. Of Americans polled, 52% disapproved of U.S. President Joe Biden, similar to a month ago. This report by the Canadian Press was first published September 27, 2023. The Canadian Press.